Letters from God and His Christ, Volume 6. Refinement and the Day of the Lord. December 11, 2006. From the Lord, our God and Savior. A letter given to Timothy for those who call of themselves Christian, and for all those who have ears to hear.
Thus says the Lord your God, the God of Israel. My anger is kindled against you, for you have not hearkened to my voice, and to my words you have not listened. Neither do you heed the words given to the prophets of old, nor of this day, even to the forsaking of the one you call Christ, though you seek to call yourselves by his name. Shall I reward you for your disobedience simply because you are called Christian? My children, I have sent to you many in my own name, putting my words in their mouths. And behold, I am sending 144,000 more, the witnesses. Yet you scoff and reject them. Yea, you persecute them on account of their words. Therefore, O disobedient generation, who do call of themselves Christian, you are given up to refinement, and shall pass through the fire, even the fires of the last week. You shall not be gathered. There shall be great wailing and gnashing of teeth. And so it will come to pass, those who would be first shall be last, and those who are accounted as last shall be first. For every man who thinks himself righteous shall be left. For there are none righteous, no, not one. Not one person or church. All is vanity and pride, complete vexation of spirit. For I have already told you that I require of you humility, a complete forsaking of your wills, walking in faith, abiding wholly in the doctrine of Christ. Yet all you men in the churches abide in your own doctrine, walking always in religion and not in faith. For not one of you obeys God in truth. I tell you, all religions shall fail. Not one shall persist. For the salvation of God is nowhere to be found in the religions of men, nor shall one find me in any denomination or church. Thus all your attempts to hold on to your self-righteousness are in vain. For every bitter and perverse doctrine of men shall burn in that day. My children, Christ's church dwells within him, and he dwells in the hearts of men. This is where my Son has rebuilt the temple which has fallen down. Yet you seek outwardly in the world for fulfillment, mixing the things of the world with the things of God, polluting pure worship with the abominations of the pagan and the heathen, desecrating my name and my glory as you continue segregating my word in an effort to maintain your own way. Therefore, be separate, says the Lord of hosts, your Redeemer. Come out from among them and follow me. My servants, take nothing with you, for I abide not in any church made with human hands. Why do you not understand my speech? For I tell you the truth, those who love anyone or anything in this world more than me are not worthy of me. And to be a friend of this world is enmity with God, as it is written. Stop stifling the Spirit! Know you not that to celebrate and worship me in any way contrary to the Scriptures is a desecration of my name? And to mix anything I have given you with the things of Satan is an abomination? My children, come out of her. The harlot has deceived you. And you willingly commit adultery with her, reveling in all her fornications. You are fallen and given up to judgment, and shall endure desolations on every side. For I shall indeed correct and discipline even all those I love, with a strong rebuke and an outstretched arm. For you have not given heed to the Father's commands, nor do you heed my correction. Thus I must bring my hand against you, that you may be humbled, that you may be broken atop this stone, for by no other means shall you enter into my rest. Beloved, if I do not leave you to refinement, assuredly I say to you, you shall never enter in. For this is a very stiff-necked generation, a very hard-hearted people. And though these called Christian do seek to honor me with their lips, their hearts remain far from me. Therefore I ask you, who do you serve? The world, and all its adulteries against God? Or God, in spirit and in truth, apart from this world? For as it is written, the day is coming, and is already here, when the Father shall receive the worship he really wants. For only by the power of the Holy Spirit shall one worship God as he really is. Thus the first harvest shall indeed be lowly, of the lowly, and the second plenteous, of the refined and penitent. Repent, therefore, and humble yourselves, that you might escape all these things which must shortly come to pass. Repent, I say, repent in truth, and now take up your cross and follow me. And if you repent, yet return to those things of which you have repented, endeavoring not to change, has not your repentance become unrepentance? My children, if you come before me repenting of your transgressions, in where you have not kept the moral law of the Father, and then continue in your transgression, forsaking the law, have you not committed a greater evil? For you have made me the author of sin, saying, we are in Christ, we are free from the law. Desecration! Little children, hear me. You are free from the curse of the law, for you are indeed saved by grace, and now live because of me. Behold, even my own Spirit shall enable you to keep the law. And though you are now free from the curse of the law, which is death, you are by no means free to break the law. Have I not said, you are forgiven, now go and sin no more? Therefore, if you continue to transgress, and seek not to change your ways, you remain in unforgiveness, having lied to the Father in my name. Neither are you born again of the Spirit, for all those who truly repent receive of my Spirit, and strive also to walk in my ways. This is true repentance. For I walked in perfect obedience to the Father. I kept the commandments, every one, and by my example were they fulfilled. Therefore I ask you, if one forsakes the law, how then shall he fulfill it? And if one forgets the Sabbath, how then shall he remember it, to keep it holy? Or have you forgotten my words also, where I said, do not think that I came to destroy the law, or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. I do not say, then, that you shall walk perfectly, for I know you are but flesh. Rather, that you should sincerely strive to walk in uprightness, a completion of your faith through obedience, having received of the free gift, even of the new heart which I have given you. And by this shall you be judged, for I search the hearts and minds, and I know if you have been fully converted in your heart, even unto your innermost parts. One who seeks to please the Father by all their doings, one who truly loves me. My children, I shall speak plainly so you may be saved. Love one another. Feed the poor in spirit and in body. Visit the widows in their affliction. Uphold the fatherless. Speak to those in prison. Help the sick. Forsake these modern holidays. Embrace God's holy days, as I am their fulfillment, and as they are written. Get understanding, get wisdom, and remember the Sabbath day, yes, the seventh day, to keep it holy. Obey all the Father's commandments, for they are holy, just, and good. By my own Spirit shall you keep them, thereby revealing that you have truly received. and listen to those I send. You shall know them by their fruits, and by their sword. For they come not to make peace, but war in my members, even a great division, a sifting of the wheat for the harvest. My children, you grow too close to the tares. You are entangled. Uproot yourselves, therefore, and be planted in the good ground, where the latter rains are abundant, and all crops are harvested in their due season. Hurry now, and regain the line. Put your feet back on the path of righteousness, for my way is narrow. Go your own way, however, and you shall not be gathered. Therefore walk in me, for I am the only path of salvation, the only way to follow, and be truly set free. For only in the truth absolute shall one find respite and be gathered up to heaven, even for 1 week and in the day. My children, God does not change. His word abides forever. For I am the Lord, and I shall have mercy upon those whom I shall have mercy, and I shall punish those whom I shall punish. Yet call on the name of the Lord in these final hours of darkness, and you shall be saved. Behold, you shall see the angels of heaven ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. I am the Lord. Hear me,